Brevet, how are you? Ready to manage a crisis? That's right. We're having a very tough day here at the office today. There's a crisis going on, everybody's really stressed out, and we have to get things right ASAP. So let's not waste any more time and understand what's going on by listening to our dialogue.
Hey, what's going on? Why is everybody in such a rush?
Hey there. We're scrambling to solve some legal issues that came up at the last minute.
Legal issues? Is this about the patent application that you submitted last week?
Exactly. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing, so now we have to review a few aspects in time to resubmit the application.
So why the rush? You look like you're in full-on crisis mode.
That's because we are. If we don't finish this in the next 3 hours, we'll miss the deadline, and all our planning goes down the drain.
I see. Is there any way I can help you out?
Now that you mention it, yes, you can. I need someone to go over the technical specs and check these two documents against each other.
What should I be looking for?
I need you to see if the figures match the patent document correctly. That would save me a lot of time.
I'll get right into it. Hey, I've just finished checking the documents. Everything seems to be in order.
Thanks. That's a weight off my shoulders.
What about the rest of the review process? It seems like the dust has settled a bit.
Yes, we managed to get most of it done. Legal sent us a specialist to move things along, so we're in the clear now.
That's good to know. Crisis averted?
Yes, thank goodness.
Hey, what's going on? Why is everybody in such a rush?
Hey there. We're scrambling to solve some legal issues that came up at the last minute.
Legal issues? Is this about the patent application that you submitted last week?
Exactly. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing, so now we have to review a few aspects in time to resubmit the application.
So why the rush? You look like you're in full-on crisis mode.
That's because we are. If we don't finish this in the next 3 hours, we'll miss the deadline, and all our planning goes down the drain.
I see. Is there any way I can help you out?
Now that you mention it, yes, you can. I need someone to go over the technical specs and check these two documents against each other.
What should I be looking for?
I need you to see if the figures match the patent document correctly. That would save me a lot of time.
I'll get right into it. Hey, I've just finished checking the documents. Everything seems to be in order.
Thanks. That's a weight off my shoulders.
What about the rest of the review process? It seems like the dust has settled a bit.
Yes, we managed to get most of it done. Legal sent us a specialist to move things along, so we're in the clear now.
That's good to know. Crisis averted?
Yes, thank goodness.
All right, now that the crisis is averted, everything's back on track, we can calm down a little, breathe, relax, and take a closer look at our dialogue, shall we? We start there with, hey, what's going on? Why is everybody in such a rush? Hey, what's going on? Why is everybody in such a rush? This word here, rush, is basically a synonym of hurry, to hurry. And it can be either in physical terms, as in to move fast, or run, right? Or it can be more abstract, as in act with haste, right? So I could either say, he rushed after the bus. So he moved really fast, he ran to catch the bus. Or I could say, I'm rushing to finish this project. So I'm acting with haste, I'm acting really fast as I can to finish the project, right? So it can be either in actual physical terms, so rushed after bus, he ran after the bus, or I'm rushing to finish this project, I'm acting as fast as I can to finish this project, right? And this expression that we have here in our dialogue, the expression in a rush, can express two similar but slightly different things. It can mean either that you're very busy or that you're doing things very quickly. So if I say, I can't talk to you, I'm in a rush, what I'm saying is that I can't talk to you because I'm very busy, right? But if I say they were late, so the car left in a rush, what I'm saying that because they were late, the car had to leave very quickly, right? They had to move fast. So it has these two slightly different but still similar meanings. In a rush, so very busy or very quickly, doing things very quickly. In our case here, we're saying that everybody is in a rush can mean actually both things, right? So everybody's super busy, so they're doing things as fast as they can because time is precious, right? Let's move forward to our next page. Hey there. We're scrambling to solve some legal issues that came up at the last minute. Hey there. We're scrambling to solve some legal issues that came up at the last minute. Some very interesting things that we have here are, first of all, the word scramble. The word scramble, which means basically to act frantically to get or do something. So if I say, I'm scrambling to finish the report on time. I'm scrambling to finish the report on time. I'm acting, I'm doing, I'm working as fast as I can to get it done before the deadline. So I'm going a little crazy here, but I'm doing whatever I can to get this done, to get this finished, right? So to scramble, to act frantically to get or to do something, all right? Another interesting expression that we have here in our sentence is the phrasal verb to come up, which in our example here means to arise, to appear, right? So if I say the question never came up, what I'm saying is that the question never appeared. Nobody made that question, right? So some legal issues that came up, some legal issues that appeared, that were born, that arose from somewhere, right? So they weren't there before, and then all of a sudden they just appeared. They just arose, they came up, all right? And then the last thing I want to talk to you about from this sentence is the expression at the last minute, which can also be said at the last moment, which, as you probably already know, means at the last instant possible, right? So if something happens in the last minutes or in the last hours or in the last days that it could happen, we're gonna say at the last minute or at the last moment, right? I could say, for instance, they sent me the application form at the last minute. So they sent me the application form at the last moment, at the last instant that they could, at the last instant possible. All right, many interesting expressions here in the sentence, but let's move on. Legal issues. Is this about the patent application that you submitted last week? Legal issues. Is this about a patent application that is submitted last week? Once again, we have here the word submit, which we talked about some classes ago, right? And in our situation here, submit means to present for approval, right? For consideration. So submit an application, to send an application, to present an application for approval for consideration, right? Moving forward. Exactly. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing. So now we have to review a few aspects in time to resubmit the application. Exactly. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing. So now we have to review a few aspects in time to resubmit the application. Okay, so here, first thing that I want you to pay attention to is the pronunciation of the word bureau, because it's a word that comes from French, right? It comes from French, but it has a very specific pronunciation in the English version, which is bureau, 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 bureau. The Patent Bureau. The Patent Bureau found some issues. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing. All right. Another interesting thing that we have here in the sentence is the use of the word file as a verb and not as a noun. We normally see the word file as a noun, right? As in, my files are in this computer, right? But here we're using the word file as a verb. So once again, we have a word that can be either a noun or a verb. So I could say, I save all my files in this computer, right? So I'm using the word file as a noun, all my files. But I can also say I'm filing this report with the other ones. So I'm using the word file here as a verb, right? And as a verb, when I use the word file as a verb, it usually means to keep or put in a storage. Either a physical storage, a place, a room where you put all those papers, or a virtual, an online storage, the cloud, for instance, right? Where you can put all your virtual files as well, okay? So file can be either a noun or a verb, as many other words that we have already seen in our classes here, right? Let's move on to our next sentence then. So why the rush? You look like you're in full-on crisis mode. So why the rush? You look like you're in full-on crisis mode. This expression here is a very interesting one, the expression full-on, which means complete. So if I say the government is considering a full-on military intervention. The government is considering a full-on military intervention. The government is considering a complete military intervention. So a full-on crisis mode means that people are on crisis mode, and it's a total crisis mode. It's complete. It's really, really crazy, right? So when they say here, you look like you're in full-on crisis mode, what they're saying is that that crisis has taken over everything. It's a complete crisis. It's a total crisis. Everybody is totally crazy, going totally crazy because of the crisis. All right, moving forward. That's because we are. If we don't finish this in the next 3 hours, we'll miss the deadline and all our planning goes down the drain. That's because we are. If we don't finish this in the next 3 hours, we'll miss a deadline and all our planning goes down the drain. First of all, let's talk about a structure that we have in this sentence here. If we don't finish this in the next 3 hours, we'll miss the deadline. Notice how the first part of my sentence there is in the simple present, right? If we don't finish. And the second part of the sentence is in the simple future. We'll miss the deadline. We will miss the deadline. Why is that? Teacher Louise is going to tell us.
A conditional statement is often called an if clause because they are structures that start with the word if. They describe situations that can happen when some kind of condition is met. There are 4 types of conditional statements in English: the zero conditional, the first, second, and third conditional. Now I'm going to give you a quick overview of all 4 conditionals and tell you what you can do with them. The zero conditional is composed of an if statement in the simple present and another phrase also in the simple present. This kind of structure represents general truths, statements, and simple relations between facts. For example, if you take your time and practice, you get better at your job. The first conditional consists of an if statement in the simple present and a phrase in the future form. It is very often used to talk about things that are likely to happen in the future as a consequence of something else. If he doesn't arrive on time, we'll start the meeting without him. The second conditional is composed of an if statement in the simple past and a phrase with the modal verb would. With the second conditional, we can talk about things that are hypothetical or not true, and then we imagine the consequences of that. What would happen if that situation were true? For example, if I had a lot of money, I would start my own company. And the third conditional is very similar to the second conditional, but it happens in the past. It consists of an if statement in the past perfect and a phrase with would in the present perfect. It is used to talk about the hypothetical consequences of something that could have happened in the past. For example, if they had told me this was important, I would have done it earlier. These are the 4 conditionals, or 4 if clauses in English. One more detail. The order in which the phrases are said doesn't matter. The if statement can come first or last. Let me show you. If you work well, you'll be promoted. You'll be promoted if you work well. These two phrases have the same meaning, so the order doesn't make a difference. That's it. Back to class.
Let's just take a look at one last thing from the sentence, which is the expression go down the drain, which have there in the very end of the sentence. And all our planning goes down the drain. If I say that something goes down the drain, I'm saying that everything is lost, right? You lose everything, you can't save it anymore. The drain, the word drain, is that channel through which the water is drawn off. So channel through which the water is drawn off. Our halu, right? So if the water goes down the drain, the water goes away and takes everything with it. So everything is lost, right? So if something goes down the drain, this thing is lost. You can't recover that anymore. All right, moving on. I see. Is there any way I can help you out? I see. Is there any way I can help you out? We've seen this expression I see already a few times here. Let me just reinforce that I see means the same thing as I understand, but it's much more used, it's much more natural than I understand, right? So if you want to express that you understand something, you can say, I see. All right, moving on. Now that you mention it, yes, you can. I need someone to go over the technical specs and check these two documents against each other. Now that you mention it, yes, you can. I need someone to go over the technical specs and check these two documents against each other. There are a few interesting things here in this sentence. First of them is the verb mention. The verb mention in our situation here means basically to bring up a topic. What does that mean? It means to speak about something incidentally. That is, you speak about something, you say something without really meaning to. It wasn't really your purpose, it came up by chance, right? So you spoke about it incidentally, and then someone, oh, now that you mention it, right? So if I say, for instance, I didn't realize that this was an issue before you mentioned it. Right? I didn't realize this was an issue before you mentioned it. So someone mentioned it, someone brought up the topic, someone spoke about that incidentally, and then you realized that was an issue, that was a problem. All right? The next interesting thing that we have here in this sentence is the phrasal verb to go over, which we've already seen here during our classes. But let me just remind you that to go over something means to take a look, to analyze. So I need someone to go over the technical specs. I need someone to take a look, to analyze the technical specs. This word specs is another interesting thing that we have here. Specs in this case here is a short of the word specifications, right? So the technical specs are the technical specifications. You might also hear the word specs as a short of spectacles, which are glasses, right? It's usually said in the UK. So in British English, people normally, instead of saying glasses, they say spectacles, spectacles. And then as a short of spectacles, we have the word specs. So if you ask someone, have you seen my specs? You're asking this person, have you seen my glasses, right? So specs can be short of specifications, but it can also be short of spectacles, all right? In our case here, obviously the technical specs are the technical specifications, okay? And the last interesting thing here from this sentence is the use of the word check together with against. When you check something against something else, you are comparing two things, right? So if I say, you need to check this report against the last one, What I'm saying is that you have to compare this report with the last report. So check against to compare. All right? What should I be looking for? What should I be looking for? Once again, the word look, when used with the preposition for, means to search, right? So what should I be looking for? What should I be searching? Okay, moving on. I need you to see if the figures match the pattern document correctly. That would save me a lot of time. I need you to see if the figures match the pattern document correctly. That would save me a lot of time. There are no big issues here. Let me just remind you that we can always use the word save to indicate avoid to waste, right? So that would save me a lot of time. That would help avoid to waste a lot of time, okay? So that would save me a lot of time. I would be able to do other things and not waste my time doing this, okay? I'll get right into it. We have two interesting things here. First of them is the use of to get into something to express that you're gonna work on something. So if I say, I need to get this finished by noon, so I'll get into it. I need to get this finished by noon, so I'll get into it. So I need this thing to be finished, to be done by midday, by noon. So I'll get into it. I'll start to work on it. All right. And another very interesting thing and very useful thing that we have here is the word right being used as an adverb, right? The word right can be used as an adverb in a few different contexts, in a few different ways with different meanings, right? The first of them is the one we have here in our sentence, meaning immediately. So if I say, he called me right after dinner, what I'm saying is that he called me immediately after dinner. All right, so he finished dinner and right after, immediately after he called me. All right, another way I can use right as an adverb is to mean directly. So if I say, he went right to the office, what I'm saying is that he went directly to the office. He went straight to the office. He didn't stop anywhere, right? So he went right to the office, okay? Another use of right as an adverb is to express something that is well or properly. So if I say, this jacket doesn't fit right, what I'm saying is that a jacket doesn't fit well, it doesn't fit properly. It's too loose or it's too tight, it doesn't fit right, okay? And another use of the word right as an adverb is to express something that is done correctly. So if I say, she answered the question right, what I'm saying is that she answered the question correctly, right? So she answered the question correctly. She answered the question right. So these are the four most common uses of the word right as an adverb, right? So meaning immediately, directly, well or properly, or correctly, right? In our situation here, it means immediately. I'll get right into it. I'll get into it immediately. Okay, moving on. Hey, I've just finished checking the documents. Everything seems to be in order. Hey, I've just finished checking the documents. Everything seems to be in order. Two important things here. First of them, I want to remind you that we're going to use the present perfect when we have just finished doing something. So I've just finished checking the documents. I finished the task minutes ago, right? Minutes or seconds ago. I've just finished. The task is just done. So I've just finished checking the documents. I'm going to use the present perfect to indicate that the task, some task, any task has been finished, has been done a few minutes or a few seconds ago. All right? And another interesting thing that we have here is the expression to be in order, which means basically to be as it should be. So things are in their right places, right? Everything is fine. Everything is okay. Everything is in order. Okay? Thanks. That's a weight off my shoulders. Thanks. That's a weight off my shoulders. We've already talked about the expression weight off my shoulders, right? So let's move forward. What about the rest of the review process? It seems like the dust has settled a bit. What about the rest of the review process? It seems like the dust has settled a bit. Here, I want you to pay attention to the pronunciation of the word process, right? Process, process, process. The O is open. So process, the process, process, the review process, the rest of the review process. What about the rest of the review process? And also we have an interesting expression here. The dust has settled, which is very similar to what we have in Portuguese, right? And means basically that things have calmed down. So if I say it seems like the dust has settled a bit, it means that it seems that things have calmed down, that things are calmer now, right? And also let's pay attention to the pronunciation of the word settled, right? Settled, settled, settled. The dust has settled a bit. The dust has settled a bit. It seems like the dust has settled a bit. Okay? Yes, we managed to get most of it done. Legal sent us a specialist to help move things along, so we're in the clear now. Yes, we managed to get most of it done. Legal sent us a specialist to help move things along, so we're in the clear now. Some interesting things here are, first, the pronunciation of the word managed. Managed, okay? Managed, managed, managed. We managed to get most of it done. We managed to get most of it done. We managed to get most of it done, okay? Another interesting thing here is the phrasal verb to move along, which means basically to advance forward. All right, so Ligo sent us a specialist to help move things along. Ligo sent us a specialist to help advance forward, to help get things done. Okay? Another interesting expression that we have here is the expression in the clear, which can mean either to be declared not guilty from charges or accusations. So if I say the judge determined that my client is in the clear. What I'm saying is that a judge determined that my client is not guilty. He was declared innocent, right? And it can also mean that you are free from danger. So if I say the hurricane is gone, we're in the clear, it means that we are now free from danger, right? Which is basically what we're saying here in our example in a metaphorical way. We're in the clear now. We are free from danger. No harm is done. All right, moving on to our last page. That's good to know. Crisis averted. That's good to know. Crisis averted. Let's just practice here the pronunciation of the word crisis. Crisis, crisis, crisis averted, crisis averted, crisis averted. Okay? Yes, thank goodness. Yes, thank goodness. This is also a very interesting expression that we have here. Thank goodness, which is an expression that we use to express relief, right? So when you are relieved, you can say, oh, thank goodness. So if I say, thank goodness I finished that report before the deadline. Thank goodness I finished that report before the deadline. You are expressing that you are relieved because you finished the report before the deadline. All right? Well, before we end our class today, let's listen to our dialogue one more time and remember how they averted that crisis.
Hey, what's going on? Why is everybody in such a rush?
Hey there. We're scrambling to solve some legal issues that came up at the last minute.
Legal issues? Is this about the patent application that you submitted last week?
Exactly. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing, so now we have to review a few aspects in time to resubmit the application.
So why the rush? You look like you're in full-on crisis mode.
That's because we are. If we don't finish this in the next 3 hours, we'll miss the deadline, and all our planning goes down the drain.
I see. Is there any way I can help you out?
Now that you mention it, yes, you can. I need someone to go over the technical specs and check these two documents against each other.
What should I be looking for?
I need you to see if the figures match the patent document correctly. That would save me a lot of time.
I'll get right into it. Hey, I've just finished checking the documents. Everything seems to be in order.
Thanks. That's a weight off my shoulders.
What about the rest of the review process? It seems like the dust has settled a bit.
Yes, we managed to get most of it done. Legal sent us a specialist to move things along. So we're in the clear now.
That's good to know. Crisis averted?
Yes, thank goodness.
Okay then, crisis averted. So now it's time for you to do your memorization hack practice, listen to the dialogue again, practice all the tips that I gave you here today, and I'll see you in our next Business in Focus class. All right? See ya, Private.